Welcome to the Family Mission Podcast. Mark and Kim Spellman here.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Welcoming you, and we are so thankful to have you sitting at the table with us.
That's right.
Joining the conversation.
Joining the conversation. Boy, what a fun conversation we're going to have today.
Very excited. and most importantly, we're thankful the Lord is with us.
Oh, He is.
He's with us here. He's with you there.
That's
and
right.
He is faithful to lead us and guide us. Amen.
And you know, it's so funny because we had some really wonderful men, elders in the faith that spent some time with us and mentored us. And one of the things that one of them always said, Papa Ron always said, keep a chair at the table.
Boy, that's
for
right.
The Holy Spirit.
Amen. Always have an open chair for Him. And He's the most important one.
And so you can't see it, but there's a chair sitting right here.
because here's the reality. No one gets into the truth without mm-hmm. the help of the Holy
that's
Spirit.
That's right. That's right.
He's our guide. Only He can guide my heart. Because see, He knows, you know, where we're at with the Lord. He knows the light we have and don't have, the needs we have. He's so intimate with us. He knows us intimately, and He alone is qualified to guide us personally into truth.
That's right. And Scripture says He leads and guides us into all truth.
Amen.
So truth is ours.
That's right.
And it can be found. Truth can be found for
that's
sure.
Right. And truth, when we know it, that's what makes us free.
Come on.
We get
it
free
is
from the lies. We
that
get
sets
free
us
from
free.
The things that hinder us. Amen.
Amen. Praise so what God. Are we jumping into today?
Well, I want to get into Matthew chapter 6 today.
Oh.
You know, this is right in
Don't
the middle.
Don't worry. Be happy.
You're awesome. You see why I need her?
Oh, come on. Don't worry. Be happy.
That's right. Don't worry. Matthew 6, this is right in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount. And we're going to jump right into the middle of it. Probably one of the more famous portions of it. Jesus teaches on prayer. He teaches on giving. But then He gets into what we all deal with sometimes, a little bit of anxiety or worry or stress over the way things are going to turn out, right? I think we have an answer today.
We have an answer. It's don't worry and be happy.
Amen.
Oh, come on, everybody. Yeah. Just laugh a little bit.
We need to laugh.
We need to laugh. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And yeah. So sometimes when you're in a place of anxiety or worry, if you just yield yourself to the Holy Spirit
Amen.
And you just allow the Holy Spirit to begin to just laugh.
I mean,
and you know, Brother Hagin used to always say, and you know, as y'all know, I mean, Rhema is our root system. And so he used to always say a slippery bank. There would be a slippery bank. And sometimes we have to just start off in the natural.
That's right.
And really, ha ha, ha ha.
Get to the joy.
You may not even feel like it, but you begin to yield to that, and quickly your spirit will slip in mm-hmm. to a flow of joy and peace in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because that's who He is.
Amen. And you know, they've even tested this in science, medical science, that if they get people to laugh, even if it's not a genuine laugh.
They have these laughing rooms.
They do. But here's the fact. Even if your body doesn't know the difference between a genuine laugh or a fake laugh, your body still responds to laughter. Is that not wild?
And healing comes with laughter.
And healing comes. Mm-hmm. It's like mm-hmm. medicine. The
it
joy
is like
of the
medicine.
Lord is our strength.
Hallelujah.
And you're reminding me of a testimony that it's my testimony that one time I was in a place needing answers, needing direction, and I was feeling the pressure. And I remember distinctly, I went up.
Okay, we were at the church office.
Yeah.
And I had just been in his office out of my office. And we had a conversation, and all of a sudden, I went to go back into his office, and he was not in his office. So I was like, where'd Mark go? And I go and I look, and he's in the sanctuary.
That's right.
He's having a heart-to-heart.
That's right.
To choose not to worry with the
Lord.
I was
on my knees and everything. I mean, I was, everything I could do to just get my heart, get my body. I needed answers. I needed direction. I needed solutions. And I went to James because I know in the book of James it says, you know, Count it all joy, brethren, when you fall into trials. And it goes right into ask the Lord for wisdom. He'll give you wisdom, but ask in faith. So I was getting all geared up to make sure that when I asked, I was in faith.
Because
if you're not in faith, you don't get nothing from
That's
the Lord.
Right. Come on.
And so I'm like, I'm going to get in faith. And so I'm like getting all focused
serious.
And serious. And the Holy Spirit said, back up. I thought, back up? He said, back up. And so if you go to James chapter 1, of course, verse 5, and in that area is where he talks about, you know, ask for wisdom. If you need wisdom, mm-hmm. God will give it liberally, won't upbraid you, won't scold you for asking or even needing the wisdom, even if you got yourself in the situation. But the Holy Spirit said, Mark, back up.
Oh, come on.
And what my issue was is he wanted me to back up to the part where it says, count it all joy. Mm. Here's what he wanted me to know. He said, Mark, before you even go after the wisdom, the first thing I need from you is to get that concerned look off your face and get into the joy of the Lord, knowing that God is for you, God is with you. You're going to learn something through this. God's going to move. God's going to come through. The first thing I needed, before I even needed the wisdom, I needed to get a hold of my joy.
That's right. And you know, I know you're talking about James, and it's it's verse 2
okay.
of 1 James. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Is this the one you
yeah.
were talking about?
Yeah.
And then it goes on to say, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Well, we all love that one,
but let
we?
Patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entirely wanting
nothing. It's what we all want, right? We all want to be in that place that we don't lack anything.
Oh, hallelujah.
If only we could advertise like a patience conference. Knowing that it leads to lacking nothing, I mean, hey, it ought to be something that
we
could put a big billboard up, run ads, promos, come to the patience conference. You're going to end up lacking nothing.
Oh, hallelujah. I hope y'all are getting something today from this. You know, because here we are today, and we're talking about certain things that, and in these podcasts, in this season, you'll see these. Every other week on Friday, Mark and I are going to be sitting down for a season, and we're going to be doing these Family Mission podcasts, just he and I, and major topics mm-hmm. that we feel like and scriptures that we feel like will affect your marriage and your family.
Amen.
Now just think about what we just said mm-hmm. by the Holy Spirit, because we didn't say it, he said it, and just think about how that would flip mm-hmm. frustration in your marriage, frustration in your home,
mm-hmm.
Tension between your children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of reacting as a mom to your children that are maybe in doing something, you just start laughing.
Yeah.
Fill the house with laughter.
You know, because the reality is, pressure in one area of our life, we might try to separate it and segregate it and mm-mm. file it away in that
nope.
little area. But the reality
it's
is
the whole heart.
When pressure comes in another mm-hmm. area, it just releases all pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's pressure built up in other areas, it's going to get released when pressure comes in another mm-hmm. area. And sometimes it might be like a little issue. Maybe your children come to you with just a little thing. You know, it might be something to deal with. But we like way overreact because
yeah.
we've got pressure built up in another area that we
haven't
dealt
just
with.
Not behaving, and they're just like all over the map. Instead of getting to a place of frustration, just start laughing. And as soon as you'll start laughing, they'll just kind of look at you like, what was that reaction, Mom?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did this thing with the guys that I did not raise my voice. I did not like raising my voice. I still to this day don't like raising my voice unless I'm warring on my knees in prayer. But I did not like raising my voice. And so if there was something that they had been doing and doing and doing, and maybe I'd said something, but mm-hmm. I didn't get the reaction that I thought I needed to get as quickly as I needed it. A lot of times I would start whispering.
That's right.
And to this day, they'll tell you, if Mom started whispering, it was like, Katie, bar the door, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Because you better be listening, because you better know what she said.
You're going to be accountable for what was said.
And then, you know, and so, you know, we're just throwing things out here by the Spirit that really may help you and engage some changing of the atmosphere in your home. You know, because the trying of our faith worketh patience. The trying of our faith. Does it say sometimes? Maybe we'll have the trying of our faith.
It's happening.
It's happening. And so when it does happen, our reaction, our set of pattern to react that way, we can be proactive in our reaction by the Spirit. And when we put those things into place, it shifts.
Amen.
So back to Matthew.
And it all ties into what Jesus is dealing with here in the Sermon on the Mount. Right in the very core of this sermon he's giving, he deals with this issue of us dealing with anxiety, us dealing with stress, you know, the kind of stress that everyone's feeling, you know, the kind of stress and pressure that everyone deals with individually, as a family, in marriage, with children. Everyone's going to deal with just life stresses and life pressure. And so, you know, he gets into it around verse 25, you know, he says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to put on.
Clothes.
And he gives some examples, you know, he says, consider the birds.
Meals.
You know, they don't, easy. They don't sow, they don't reap, they don't gather into barns, yet your Father feeds them. And then he talks about the lilies and the grass of the field, you know, look at how they're beautifully clothed. You know, they don't toil and spin, they don't store up into barns, yet your Father clothes them. You know, and he said, and how much more valuable
come on
are we than a bird or a flower in a field? I mean, you look at the creation of Genesis, everything was created and set in order, and then finally the crown of creation, his family, that was then put into place into everything else that was made ready for him. And so we learn so much as we read through these passages, these teachings. This is like the Jesus podcast, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. It's like the Jesus podcast. And it's never goes out of relevancy or richness that can instruct us, encourage us, and help us. Because we need to just sometimes take a walk in nature sometime and just consider what God has done. And even in a fallen state, our world is a beautiful place.
Well, or just get you a good bird feeder.
Yeah, we got one right over there.
And we really do. We actually open the windows and look every single day and are reminded how he takes care of those. He's going to take care of us.
How much more? I mean, it's just such a simple solution to what can be very real and heavy stress that tries to come. If we just slow down enough and pause and say, if God's taking care of a bird, if he's clothing the grass and the flowers of the field, how much more is he going to help us as parents provide for our children, the needs that they have, the food they need, the clothes they need, college tuition, school tuition, you know, all these kinds of things are real pressures that come on us and real needs we face. But how many of this teaching here by Jesus is also a real answer.
Yes, an answer.
It's a real answer. And it was what the Holy Spirit was trying to help me with that day. Before I went after the wisdom and got in faith and asked for the answers, he first wanted me to get to a place where I relaxed a little bit, got the concerned look off my face. In other words, accessed the joy that was in me. You know, that's why if you've heard any of my individual podcasts, like on Marksman, I talk a lot about Romans 15:13, where it says the God of all hope will fill you with both joy and peace
in believing.
See, I used to think that my joy and peace was based upon how things were going, how people behaved or treated me. No, my joy and peace
They're not emotions.
That's right. My joy and peace is linked to my believing.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I'm believing that affects my joy.
And, you know, a lot of times we live in joy and peace out of the emotional realm. Mm-hmm. But if
and that's why it goes up and down, up
yes,
and down.
Yes, up and down. But in that scripture in Romans, that is not an emotional joy or peace.
That's the
fruit of the Spirit, which was placed inside of us for us to tend and to grow. But it was placed inside of us, the seed of it, when we accepted Jesus.
Amen.
And when we accepted Jesus, all of those fruits, we got a whole bunch of little seeds.
Amen.
We got an orchard. I like to say it that way. We got an orchard of seeds, and now it's our job to tend that orchard, but it was placed inside of us. So we grow them in the Spirit, and then that affects the
natural. And the way we grow them is you know, by watering, speaking over them in our lives, but yielding to them, giving them expression. And that's what faith is. Faith in joy when I don't have a feeling to support
it. That's right. That's right.
You know, faith in peace when I don't have circumstances
when everything is,
to support it.
Is in chaos around you, to simply stop, take a deep breath, and say peace.
Hallelujah.
Because even in the story of Jesus in the boat, there was a storm and it was a raging. It was just, I mean, waves. And if you've ever been in a rocky boat in deep sea and it's a big storm, it can be kind of pretty terrifying.
Terrifying. Yeah.
And so, I mean, here Jesus is, he's sleeping. But they go and wake him up.
Yeah.
And he looks at him and says,
"Oh." I think that's our prayer sometimes. We're trying to wake God up.
Come on.
God, we're dying down here. God, we got to. It's like we're trying to wake him up and get him, you know, alert. Like, hey, did you miss me over here?
And he just went,
He released peace. See, peace was present in the midst of the storm, but peace had to be released. Peace was present in the midst of the storm, but peace had to be released.
It did.
Amen.
It did.
And so that peace is in you. That peace is in me. That joy is in you.
Mm-hmm.
And that joy is in me. Praise God.
And sometimes that may mean, again, I just sense this by the Spirit, it may mean just stopping, stepping back. Just going, I thank you for your peace.
That's right.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for peace. I release peace in my mind. I release peace in my body.
Amen.
I release peace in my home.
Yes.
Thank you for peace. Your perfect peace. It casts out all fear.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, the peace and the joy.
It casts out all fear, all anxiety, all worry. So then we can live in a place of don't worry, be happy.
Come on.
Come on.
And so
come on.
When Jesus goes on in his teaching here, he gets down to around verse 31, where most of us are familiar. He says, therefore, take no thought saying.
Come on.
And that's the way you take a thought, in a whether it's a positive one or a negative one, is you give it expression by speaking it. You know, thoughts are going to come. Brother Hagin, you mentioned him earlier. You know, he used to say this: you can't stop the birds from flying over your head, but you can stop them from building a nest. And you do that by shaving your head.
No.
You can stop the birds from building a nest. And that was the point is, you know, birds are going to fly. Thoughts are going to come. But you don't have to take the
temptations
thought.
To worry are going to come.
Always. But we don't yield to them, and we definitely don't speak them out.
Well, I like how verse 31 in the Passion, it says, so then forsake your worries. Why would you say, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For that is what the unbelievers chase after.
Yep.
Doesn't your Heavenly Father already know the things your bodies require?
Amen.
Pretty good.
So we don't want to live like unbelievers. I mean, unbelievers who have no faith in God, no covenant with God, no reality of God in their life, we would not want to respond to the same pressure they're having. That's one of the ways, it's one of the ways we can be a witness, is because people who are not believers will see you and I having the same pressure they have, maybe some same circumstances they have, yet our response
is
different. And it's an opportunity to witness for Christ. You know, when they begin to ask you, in fact, Peter says in his epistle, he says, always be ready to give an account for the peace that you have.
Come on.
Always be ready to give an account to what we just talked earlier about, the peace and the joy that you have that's not based on circumstances, but it's based upon the kingdom within you. The intimate relationship you have with God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what he's talking about here. And he goes on in verse 33 to say, but seek first the kingdom of God. And I love the Amplified. It says, aim at and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, which is this, his way of doing and being right. And then all these things are added to you besides. So that one little nestled truth there, righteousness, his way of doing and being right. You know, we just simply like to say it this way. We paraphrase it here often. It's just doing life God's way. You know, we just have to always default to doing life God's way.
What does the Bible say?
What does the Bible say? What did Jesus model for us? But the big key is walking in that peace, walking in that joy. That again isn't that natural emotion or feeling, it's that spiritual fruit and force.
That's right. Ooh.
It's
that's
a
good.
Spiritual fruit and it's a force.
Force.
What Jesus did in that boat you just mentioned, yeah, that was the fruit of the peace that was in him, but it clearly became a force that shut down a storm.
Yeah. I mean, the waves were still.
I mean, it literally
shut
the storm down. So peace wasn't just the absence of a storm or the absence of difficulty. It was a fruit, yes, but a force that shut the storm down.
Well, it was the power.
Amen.
Of his who he was in demonstration.
Amen. In other words, he didn't let the storm get inside of him.
No.
Amen. He released the peace that was on the inside of
him.
That's
right.
And so I think that'd be a great place for us just to pray with and for you.
That's right.
Because we all face things and we don't know exactly what you're going through, but we do know that everyone goes through challenges. Everyone has stressful times. But here's the reality. We have the fruit of the Spirit.
We do.
We have his love shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Romans 5:5. Galatians 5 talks about all that fruit, that orchard of fruit and the very forces of the kingdom.
Love bears up inside of us. And everything.
We can release it. We can release that joy.
We can release
that joy. We can release the peace through just the quiet and still response.
Amen.
Amen. So we just pray for you
right now.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come into agreement with each and every viewer and listener right now that the peace that is in them, Christ in them, their hope and expectation of glory, that it releases the peace into their storm. It releases the joy to throw off that heaviness, that discouragement, that weightiness, that burden. God, we thank you for the love that prevails in their heart against any thing that's been done against them, God. We just thank you that offense does not take root in their heart, that they do not even take on the thought that they're rejected because they've been accepted by you.
That's right.
So Kim and I, we just come into agreement with you right now about the kingdom of God within you, that joy, that peace, that love that is from the Father. Father, we just thank you that that just is released right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if this has helped you in any way, we just encourage you, share it with someone.
Amen.
Email it, text it, put it on your social media. Help us get the word out.
Be a media missionary.
That's right. That's right. And until next time here on Family Mission, don't worry. Be happy. Be happy. Be happy.